day number one, hour number two, GD Morning Show from the Ireland Contracting Studio, the Icon, 1-800-NEW-ROOF-IrelandContracting.com on your Monday, September 23rd, 2024. He is the G, I am the D, Greg Maxwell, Daryl Grandy talking to you on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS. We have a guest.
Yes, for those of you out there with back and neck problems, this is the one for you.
This is a guy you've heard a lot about, and this is a guy you've heard a lot about from people like Sean Hannity have been talking about this guy as well. And he joins us now. It's a name you know. It's a name you've known in Pittsburgh for a long, long time, especially if you are someone who's suffering. And Dr. Richard Rafferty, good morning. Welcome to the GD Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had.
And you are with the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh. Over 12 years now doing this. Talk about who you are. Talk about the DISC Institute. Talk about why it came to be. This is something you're clearly passionate about and wanting to help people at large. That's at the core of what you do, is it not?
It really is. And we're really reaching out and helping the patients that have serious disc issues, bulging, herniated, degenerative disc stenosis. And we are able to help these folks avoid spinal surgery by actually fixing the problem and allowing their disc to heal. And we've had great success with it. It's because of the new technology available, and our patients are just thrilled.
When people hear commercials and they hear sometimes the sauce is in the messaging. When you hear the commercials for the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh, you hear a very, very important message. You hear yes, your discs can heal, and I gotta think that comes from a mentality that people have when they walk through your door. By the way, you're located right off the Wexford exit of Route 79, 412-906-9600. I got to think that comes from a mentality that when people walk through that door, there's no hope there, or there's very little hope. And your job primarily, in addition to correcting their problem and fixing the problem, is to reassure them, give them peace of mind, right? Yes, your discs can heal.
Yes, that's a big part of it. It's for sure, because a lot of patients, of course, try other things before they come to us.
Sure.
And unfortunately, as a disc patient, all the treatments that they're offered are geared towards pain relief, which is great when you're in a lot of pain. That's a wonderful thing. But unfortunately, if you're only going to focus on the pain, whatever you do eventually is going to wear off and you're going to be right back where you were. So part of my job is to help them understand that, yes, your disc can heal. But in order to get the body to heal, especially with the discs, you have to get it in the position to be able to heal.
Sure.
And so when it comes to the discs, you have to fix the problem. So the first thing that I help patients understand is what went wrong, what is the problem, and then I'll help them understand how we fix the problem, get their body in the position to heal, get their body to the point where it will heal. And then, yes, the discs heal, and it's so exciting. And we have post-MRIs over the years, and it's just amazing to see what the body will do. But, yeah, the other part of what you were saying is that they've been told, oh, first of all, y'all, you're full of arthritis. And
right.
And the other thing is they're told that, no, the disc can't heal.
Yeah.
Once
yeah.
it starts, you're kind of in trouble. You can manage it, and eventually you're going to have surgery.
And
that's just the way it works.
And none of that helps. I mean, you're already in pain. You're already in a lot of pain. It's your back and your neck. It's not like it's an extremity that, okay, the rest of your body feels fine, but maybe your foot hurts or something. When your back or neck hurts, that affects your entire body. That's your central system. That's the engine room. That's where everything that facilitates mobilization in your body comes from. If your back or neck are hurt, you can't move. And on top of that, physical pain, you have the emotional pain of being told there's no other option.
Yes, it's very discouraging for a lot of our patients, and they get frustrated, and it is hard to really help them to understand that we truly are doing what we say we're doing. And so I spend a large amount of time explaining in detail and use the physiology book and show them how their joint is supposed to function, what went wrong, and then, of course, how we're going to fix it. And, yeah, when it's all about getting your quality of life back. We all work hard and we strive and we do all these things to try to live our life and enjoy ourselves and participate in everything. And all of a sudden, and most of our patients, a lot of them, we have teenagers all the way up till we've had a number of patients in their 90s do our program. Wow. But the average person is getting ready to retire, and they've been looking forward to spending time with their family, golfing, going on vacations, traveling, and all of a sudden they can't do these things.
Sure.
Because, yeah, when you have neck and back pain, it's going to affect every minute of your day. And it's unfortunate as well for the spouse or
sure.
the loved ones that, you know, now they can't go.
They got to take care of you, yeah.
I imagine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get a lot of thank yous from spouses when they get their spouse back on track.
I'd imagine. Talk about the treatment itself. What's the treatment called that you guys use at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh? How does it work? Is it FDA approved? Talk about the treatment itself.
Yeah, so it's called intradisc neutrosis, and that's a federally registered trademark name for our treatment.
Intradisc neutrosis. Those are some big words. So,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't let it, you know, scare you away, but it really makes sense when you break it down.
Sure.
We're basically bringing nutrition back into the disc. What happens is you have physiology designed to take care of your disc. And unfortunately, most people don't realize that the disc is avascular.
Mm-hmm.
It does not have blood vessels, so it doesn't get its circulation when the heart beats.
Sure.
It relies on movement within the spinal joints. And as you walk through your day, the joints will move and they'll pump the circulation into the disc, and it'll flush out the waste products, etc. What happens is due to injuries, trauma to the spinal joints, those joints lock down with scar tissue when they're traumatized, and now as you walk around in your day, you can't pump and create that circulation and that exchange of waste, etc. And so what happens is the disc is living tissue, so it's going to break down.
Yeah.
It's going to degenerate, and it's a long, slow process, but eventually you get conditions like a bulge or a protrusion
sure.
that will squeeze into the space and touch the nerve, and that's the first you know
yeah.
of what's
that's,
going on.
That's where it hurts.
Yeah, when it hits that nerve, yeah, that's
where it hurts.
All bets are off.
Yeah, and that's it. And so at that point, the symptoms were the last thing to come, but that's what everybody focuses on.
Sure.
Oh, you're having back pain. Let's see what we can do. Take this medication or take this. Shot or do this
right.
Stretch your muscles
right.
Give you some relief, but it's never addressing the problem. So we have specialized medical equipment, has 6 different patents on it. That's designed, and yes, it's very safe. It can't possibly hurt you, harm you, make you worse.
Right,
and it's designed to specifically address the problem, to work movement back into the joints naturally, so that they will, by the time we're finished with the program, they're functioning again. And as you move through your day, you are pumping the circulation naturally again and taking care of your disc from that point forward again. The way your joints are designed to work, you have to address that and get it back, or you're only going to be chasing the symptoms and never really getting anywhere.
What you just described is very much, it's got to be new information to a lot of people. And because when your back hurts or your neck hurts, that's what you think about. Oh, my back hurts. Oh, my neck hurts. And a lot of times the frustration and the degree of pain sets in that I don't care what it is. Just get rid of it. Get rid of the pain. What you just described, I'm sure it's something you have to describe to a lot of people in the course of your day, in the course of your existence at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. By the way, pittsburghdiscinstitute.com for more information on who they are, what they do, and also to see some positive patient reviews from over the years as well. Now, I got to imagine what you just described to us, which opened my eyes here. You can't see us on the radio, but I got to imagine that it's got to be a revelatory conversation with a lot of people to open their eyes and wait, that's what's happening? I just know my back hurts.
Yes. And that's why I spend so much time explaining it. Because, first of all, patients don't get much time. It takes weeks and weeks to see certain doctors, and
right.
and then you get just a few minutes, and basically they're just kind of regurgitating to you what you already know. You're in pain.
Right. Right. Yep. Looks like you're in pain, buddy.
So I help them to really understand. And like I said, I get out the physiology book and I show them right in the anatomy physiology book. So this is common knowledge. This pump mechanism, everybody's taught it. Anybody who's a doctor, a nurse, physical therapist, anybody who studied anatomy to get into healthcare, they were taught at some point this pump mechanism, the physiology and the function of the spinal joint. And it's being completely missed. And I do spend a lot of time to explain it, and it really helps a patient then to understand what really needs to be done if they want to move forward and really change their life once and for all.
And you do it in a way that is understandable. I mean, it's one thing to be at that multiple letter level where you can explain things in $50,000 words, but to actually break it down to where the average person can understand what's happening with their back in a way that makes sense, it has to be an asset for you to be able to relate to the patient on that level and to explain and provide clarity to what's going on.
It really is important. And you mentioned our website, and I appreciate that. On the website, there's two things on the first page that would be so helpful for anybody who's listening.
Again, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com.
Yes, if you scroll down about halfway, there's a short video. It's about 9 minutes. It's called Regenerative Biology.
Ooh.
And what it does is it talks about this pump mechanism and the joint function that I was describing. And then if you go down just a little further, it talks about and explains to you in great detail, in easy-to-understand detail, what intradysneutrosis is.
Sure.
So if you're hearing what I'm saying and you know, you'd like to know more, that's the best place to start.
Yeah, and in regards to intradysneutrosis, and also when you mentioned earlier about something about not wanting to scare people away, I'm sure there are people out there that do have their hesitancies whenever it comes to intradysneutrosis. They first hear about it, they want their disc to heal, but there's still something holding them back. What are some of the hesitancies that people come to you with, and how do you walk people off of that ledge when it comes to those hesitancies?
Yeah, I think what it is the biggest thing is that when you've been disappointed so many times, it's hard to believe that somebody can really truly help you.
Right.
Yeah.
You get jaded.
Yeah.
You get jaded.
Mm-hmm. You'd get jaded. And a lot of our patients, and you can ask a lot of them that have done the program, they'll tell you that they were very skeptical when they started the program, but they really were at the point where they had to do something. And some of them have already had surgery and it really didn't help.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really have to give them more information.
Sure.
And that's what we do. We really, and my staff is great, and you know, we're very kind, and we understand where they're coming from.
Right.
And I tell every patient, I said, we appreciate your trust in us because we know it's not easy. And it does sound too good to be true.
It's 98% success rate over the past 12 years.
Yeah.
98, that's high. That's very high.
Really is.
Repeat that over and over.
Yeah, let me talk about that for a second.
Sure.
We gathered information from our patients and used gold standard research forms from the very beginning. We still do. And we had patients filling these out. And so we had at one point, a lot of happy patients and a lot of testimonies. But we knew that we had to have research. So we hired a third-party research company, and they came in, and they just basically grab your files at random, and they look at your success. They look at your results. And they're the ones that came back to us and said, you know, when your patients finish the program, they're reporting, 98% of them are reporting being 75 to 90% improved in how they're feeling and functioning compared to when they started the program.
Wow.
And we were like, wow. We were like, 98. They're like, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they said that, yeah, and we were telling them that we had been doing it for a while, and they said, let's do a durability study. So they got on the phone, and they called patients that had been out of the program at least 3 years.
Wow.
Some of them longer. And they came back and said 96% of those patients reported being as good as, if not better than they were when they left.
That's the three years later.
Wow. Yeah, and then it was amazing. But, you know, Dr. Mellon and I were excited. One of the most exciting things when we started doing post-MRIs.
Right.
So we, even though the patients were feeling better at the end of the program, we knew that it took a while for the disc to heal, because it's just like degeneration is a long, slow process.
Sure.
Healing is a long, slow process.
Mm-hmm.
So the beautiful thing is the symptoms fade out, but then you continue to heal week after week, month after month. So we did our first post-MRI at 1 year, and then we saw great changes, you know, amazing signs of healing in the disc.
Sure.
And then we waited 6 months and did another MRI. Wow. And this was really exciting. And think about it. We saw even more healing 6 months later. But the key is there was no treatment given during that 6 months.
Wow.
Yet it continued to heal. So what does that say? When you fix the physiology and you get the disc back on, and it, you know, the body in its position to heal, it will continue to heal and take care of the disc ongoing with the pump mechanism back in place.
I was going to say, that's a function of fixing the problem. I mean, if you think about all the remedies you could possibly have for back pain. I mean, you pop a couple dones, that'll wear off after like 12 hours. Yeah. You know, and do various things. This, the intradisc neutrosis it fixes the problem. It addresses the problem. And yeah, years later, you're going to be in a better place with that back. And that just speaks to the importance and the efficacy of fixing the problem.
That's really what it all comes down to, is that's what makes what we're doing different, is we are addressing and fixing the problem, getting the physiology back in place, allowing the disc to heal, and then that physiology is back to take care of the disc the way it was designed to and used to do before the traumas to the spine prevented it from functioning properly.
As we wrap things up here, Dr. Richard Rafferty, Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, pittsburghdiscinstitute.com, 412-906-9600. As we wrap things up and give the contact information, at what point, if someone's listening out there in the audience and has back pain and neck pain, at what point should they reach out to you? Should they reach out to you ASAP? Should they reach out to you after consulting their own personal physician who tells them, yes, you have these various issues, ABC? Or is it reach out to you right away and talk to you about their neck pain and talk to you about the back pain and talk it out and see if the intradisc neutrosis can be a fit for what they're doing?
Well, first of all, most of the patients have already tried so many things, like we said, and,
sure,
and it's failed them. So if you're getting to the point where you're just tired of trying all these pain treatments and somebody's telling you you need surgery, you don't really want the surgery, we recommend that you come and see us. If you have an MRI, we'll ask you to bring it. If you don't, we'll help you to order one.
Right.
I will order one for you to help you to get one.
Sure.
The other thing is I want to share is that I know that we can't help everybody. I have to screen them to make sure they're a good candidate.
And very important.
That's one of the reasons why we have the success we have, is I do turn people away.
Sure.
But we don't charge for the initial consultation and evaluation. That way you have nothing to lose. If we can't help you, I'll tell you, and I'll even try to give you some direction where I think you might go to be better served.
Dr. Richard Rafferty, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Again, we all have necks. We all have backs. And whether you're a young person who gets injured in playing a sport, you hurt your back or your neck playing a sport, whether you're an older person who gets injured on the job, or somebody who's just going through the aging process, we all go through it, and we all feel things along the way. This is something that could very well be for you. 412-906-9600, pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. Any final words of wisdom for the audience, Dr. Richard Rafferty?
Well, I would just say that, you know, like I said, give us a call, and we'll do the evaluation, and we'll let you know if you're a good candidate for intradisc neutrosis.
All good. Dr. Rafferty, thank you so very much for joining us here on the GD Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the opportunity.
I appreciate what you do, not just for us here at the station, but also for the community at large. You're helping people. And at the end of the day, that is pretty darn cool with us. GD Morning Show Talk of Pittsburgh. Once again, Dr. Richard Rafferty, Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, pittsburghdiscinstitute.com, 412-906-9600. More to come from the Icon, the Ireland Contracting Studio. GD Morning Show Talk of Pittsburgh, 1320 WJAS. Stay close.